This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, March 29th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers have been notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding NATO and the U.S. government's warnings concerning the continued massing of Russian troops around Ukraine and the very real threat being posed to NATO allies. While the Pentagon appears to be publicly downplaying Russian troop strength, saying that the number is near 30,000, this is in stark contrast to Representative Mike Turner, chairman of the House Subcommittee on Tactical Air and Land Forces, who says surveillance indicates the addition of up to 80,000 Russian troops, along with large amounts of armored vehicles, battle tanks, artillery systems, as well as rotary and fixed-wing aircraft. European media outlets are reporting figures between 80 and 100,000 troops. Additionally, the Pentagon reports that Russian forces are actively concealing their positions and establishing supply lines and logistics centers, a clear indication of a prolonged deployment. On Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen stated, quote, "We are very much concerned about the Russian military buildup along the borders of Ukraine and that NATO has all plans in place to provide effective defense of our allies." NATO's most senior military commander, U.S. General Philip Breedlove, described the Russian force as, quote, "very, very sizable and very, very ready." On Wednesday, the White House announced that the U.S. and other NATO nations would be increasing ground and naval forces in Eastern Europe. While no specifics have been released, we can expect these new deployments to be sizable if they are to have any impact. Following a classified briefing this week by military and defense officials, within which the House Armed Services Committee was informed that it is more likely than previously thought that Russian forces will enter Ukraine, members expressed both urgency and alarm with the situation and called on the Obama administration to act. And in a particularly stunning development, this week the Wall Street Journal is quoting intelligence sources as saying U.S. spy agencies are struggling to intercept Russian radio and satellite communications in which government leaders, military commanders, or frontline troops might indicate their military plans. Further, is it just a coincidence that Russia's sudden ability to go dark, even to the point of catching the U.S. flat-footed on their plans for Crimea, comes only months after the arrival of former NSA employee Edward Snowden? More astute listeners may also be wondering if Russia has shared this newfound ability with other potential adversaries, such as China, Iran, or North Korea, and if so, what else are we missing? Alert USA again reminds listeners that while mainstream broadcast media outlets continue to keep the American population distracted with 24-hour coverage of lost airliners, Hollywood hookups, and other innocuous pop culture stories, the United States is in a very dangerous situation with Russia, including potential for both kinetic and economic warfare, and this is not hype or fear-mongering. As an example, Russia has the ability to inflict serious damage on the U.S. without firing a single shot. Take, for instance, the petrodollar system. Currently, most oil and gas transactions around the world are settled in U.S. dollars. As Russia is the world's largest producer of oil and the second largest producer of natural gas, Russian President Vladimir Putin could demand that their sale of oil and gas to Europe or any other country be settled in the Russian ruble or any other currency, or even gold. They could also pick and choose who settles in what manner. The effect that this would have on the value of the U.S. dollar would be staggering, as central banks worldwide would no longer need to keep U.S. dollars or our increasingly worthless treasury instruments on hand for international settlements. As Alert USA warned just weeks ago, this situation is rapidly moving towards a possible dangerous confrontation between the U.S., NATO, and Russia. Given other tension-filled regions in the world, it is highly probable that an outbreak of hostilities in Central Europe could easily result in additional conflicts popping up, such as in the Western Pacific between China and Japan, China and Taiwan, North and South Korea, and even between Iran and Israel. With major powers preoccupied, additional regional wars and land grabs are a distinct possibility. There is also the issue of access to the International Space Station. With the Obama administration's premature ending of the space shuttle program, America no longer has its own manned space transportation system. If a shooting war breaks out, does anyone really expect Russia to continue to provide the U.S. a taxi service? We also urge listeners to avoid being deceived by President Obama's statements referring to Russia as merely a regional power. Beyond the fact that Russia is the largest country in the world with territory currently spanning 9 time zones, it is also a nuclear-armed nation with the ability to reach out and touch literally any point on the globe. As we have previously reported on a number of occasions, Russian ballistic missile submarines are regularly detected off the east coast of the U.S. as well as in the Gulf of Mexico. Their strategic bombers regularly test U.S. air defenses in Alaska, Guam, and even off the coast of Northern California. In a speech last week announcing the annexation of Crimea, Russian President Vladimir Putin made a veiled but strong threat. Quote, We have every reason to assume that the infamous policy of containment conducted in the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries continues today. They, meaning the U.S., are constantly trying to sweep us into a corner because we have an independent position. You must always remember that if you compress the spring all the way to its limit, it will snap back hard. You can find much more about this developing situation, including details of the points made in this report, numerous photos and videos of movement of Russian military forces towards Eastern Europe and the Ukraine, and much more, in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. The next new moons, or the darkest nights, occur on Sunday, March 30th and Tuesday, April 29th. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation in Eastern Europe and will immediately notify service subscribers of any significant escalations, the outbreak of hostilities, further U.S. involvement, or changes in the overall threat picture as events warrant. In public health news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices of an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in the West African nations of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The three countries share common borders, with most of the cases appearing in a tri-border region. As of the time of this report's preparation on Friday evening, 103 cases had been reported in Guinea alone, an increase of 17 cases in a 48-hour period. Four cases were confirmed in the capital of Conakry. In Sierra Leone, health authorities report 6 suspected cases. In Liberia, the Ministry of Health also reports 6 suspected cases. U.S. embassies in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have been warning American citizens of the outbreak, the need to avoid all contact with individuals showing any of the symptoms, and the importance of registering in the State Department's Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. Registration in the program enables the U.S. State Department to provide you the latest security updates and to make it easier for the U.S. Embassy or nearest consulate to contact you in the event of an emergency. In short, if the embassy does not know you're in the country, it is impossible for them to render assistance or guidance in situations such as these. Why is this of any concern to Alert USA subscribers? First, tens of thousands of Americans travel to West Africa annually, and in particular, Liberia and Sierra Leone. Next, Ebola is one of the deadliest viruses known to exist on the planet. Outbreaks have a case fatality rate of up to 90%. The virus is characterized by the sudden onset of fever, intense weakness, muscle pain, headaches, and sore throat. This is then followed by vomiting, diarrhea, rash, impaired kidney and liver function, and in some cases, both internal and external bleeding. Laboratory findings include low white blood cell and platelet counts and elevated liver enzymes. There is no known treatment or vaccine. The virus is transmitted to people from wild animals and spreads in the human population through human-human transmission. Various families of fruit bats are considered to be the natural host of the Ebola virus. As bat soup is a regional delicacy, the nation of Guinea has outlawed the dish in an effort to try and slow the spread of the virus. Finally, earlier in the week, a Canadian tourist returning from Liberia was hospitalized with Ebola-like symptoms in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. While Canadian health authorities have since ruled out Ebola, the patient remains in isolation and is in critical condition with a hemorrhagic fever of unknown origin. Health authorities in the U.S. and Canada have ramped up surveillance efforts at ports of entry, and infectious disease experts in hospitals across North America are on alert for patients showing signs of infection. Here again, you can learn more about the Ebola virus and this regional outbreak in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation and will immediately notify service subscribers of any new cases appearing in North America as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that the U.S. State Department is warning Americans either in or traveling to Russia to be alert to the ongoing tensions in Ukraine, to evaluate their personal security situation, and to be aware of the possibility of violence or anti-U.S. actions directed against U.S. citizens and interests. In addition, this week the U.S. State Department issued an updated travel warning for Niger, which is added to the list of more than 36 other locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant threats for U.S. citizens. These include a worldwide caution for Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, March 29th, 2014.